Shalom everyone, a good vach, good winter. Hopefully Yontif was nice for everyone. We continue our limud with Masechet Sukkah, Perek Hey, Mishnayis Vav and Zayin. And these Mishnayis, at least Mishnah Vav, is going to be also one of these more technical Mishnayis. So just to give a bit of background, the Mishnayis we'll see in Tainus talk about the Mishmaros, the Kuna. There are 24 different families of Kohanim that did avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, and there'll be a rotation where each one would work for 2 weeks out of the year. So 2 weeks times 24, it's 48 weeks, and then there's 4 weeks of Yom Tov where all the Mishmaros are on staff. So the Karbanos of Sukkos are as follows. Every day there's two rams and one, sorry, there's one ram and two. Oh no, I sorry. The first time there's two rams and one goat, and there's 14 lambs. So again, two rams and one goat and 14 lambs. That's constant every day, and over the days of Sukkot, there are 70 parim that are offered, 70 bulls, but it's always a decreasing count. The first day 13, the second day 12, the third day 11, etc., etc. So 24 Mishmaros, how do they divide the karbanos of each day? That's the Mishnah is going to talk about. So Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Yom Tov, Hayisham Shlosha Asar Parim Ve'Elim Shnayim, there were 13 bulls. Again, remember the bulls is the number that's always going to change. 13 bulls, two rams, and one goat. So each of those animals is taken by a Mishmar. That's 16 animals, 16 Mishmaros. So the 14 lambs are left for eight Mishmaros. So how do we divide them? By Yom HaRishon, Shishim Akriyun, Shnayim, Shnayim, V'Ashar, Echad, Echad. On the first day of Yom Tov, six of those eight Mishmaros are going to offer two lambs each. That's going to be 12. V'Ashar, the remaining two, Echad, Echad. We'll each take one sheep. That's how you get to 14. Chamisha, and now, instead of 13 bulls, it's going to be 12 bulls. So the number of Mishmaros that are taken care of is going to be one less, which is going to be 12 plus 2 plus 1 is 15. So it's going to be 9 Mishmaros to have to offer the 14 lambs. So, Shnayim, Basheni, Chamisha, Makriv, and Shnayim, Shnayim. So of the 14 lambs, remember 9 Mishmaros for 14 lambs, 5 offer 2 each, that's 10. Vashar, Echad, Echad, the remaining 4 Mishmaros bring the remaining 4 lambs. And this is going to be the pattern throughout the rest of the Mishnah. Bashlishi, Arba, Makriv, and Shnayim, Shnayim, Vashar, Echad, Echad. On the third day of Yontif, four Mishmaros bring two sheep each. That's eight. And the remaining six bring one each. Barvi shlosh and on the fourth day, three Mishmaros bring two each. That's six. And the remaining eight bring one each. Shnayim on the fifth day, two Mishmaros bring two each. That's four. And the remaining 12 bring one each. Bashishi, Echad Makir Shnayim, one Mishmar brings two. Bashar Echad Echad, the remaining 13 bring one sheep each. Bashvi, Kulan Shavin, because on the seventh day, there are seven Parim. So again, 2 plus 1 plus 7 is 10. So there's 14 Mishmaros for 14 sheep. So that math works out perfectly. Everyone takes one. Bashmini, on Shmini Atzeres. Chazal Pais Kivar Golem. We don't go with the system anymore. Rather, we go like the default system of the lotteries that the Mishnahs talk about in Yuma for those Karbanos, which is one par, one aisle, one bull, one ram, and Shiva Kvasim, seven lambs. So that is that. The Gemara is in the beginning of Yuma, as well as Rosh Hashanah, talk about how Shmini Atzeres is different in terms of Pazer Kashav. So the pay stands for pious. This is how it's different from Sukkos in that there's a different lottery for the Karbanos. So when we say that all these Mishmaros are offering all these animals, we don't say, okay, these Mishmaros, if your last name is like A through L or whatever, you'll be designated for sheep every day, and then we'll just figure out which ones we need, and then they'll add more. No, whoever it was a more complicated system, whoever offered the parim on one day did not bring it the next day. Rather, there's a constant rotation. It's just very very hectic system if you try to think about it. So don't try to think about it too much. Mishnah Zayin, B'shlosha Prakim. Bashana, three times during the year. The Mishmaros were all equal in terms of dividing the Karbanos brought for the Regalim, all the Karbanos Shlamim, the Olas Riyah, which the Kohen gets the hides. Remember, the Ola is completely burnt to God. There's no meat for anyone, but they go on and get the hides. Karbanos Musaf and the Chatas. So Kohanim divide that, all the Mishmaros divide that equally. And dividing Lechem Aponim, we know that every Shabbos, there's Lechem Aponim that was given to the Kohanim. It's divided between, again, on a regular week, you're going to have one Mishmar. So the Mishmar that's going out, the Mishmar that's coming in to take their week, they divided the Lechem Aponim. But here, all the Mishmaros were on staff, so they all divide the Lechem Aponim. On Shavuos, when Shabbos and Shavuos coincide, they would say to him, Halach Matzah, Halach Chametz, because not only are they getting Lechem Aponim, but as we said, they're getting the Emurei HaRegalim, you have special Karbanos of the Yom Tif, and Shavuos, you have the special Karban of the Shtei HaLechem, which is brought from Chametz. Lechem Aponim was actually Matzah. Most Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash required flour or matzah, aside from the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, and I forget what the other one was. So we'd say, here's your matzah, here's your chametz, because the Bartanura points out, you have to give a certain amount of each, and you can't combine. So let's say if I have to give, I don't know, a pound of bread, just for argument's sake, you have to give half a pound from, let's say I have to give a pound of bread from each. So I have to give 1 pound from matzah, 1 pound from chametz. I can't say here's 2 pounds of chametz and that makes up for the matzah. It doesn't work. So I told them which one is which. Mishmar Shizmana Kavua, whichever Mishmar was on staff on the week the Yom Tov fell out. So we said that all the Karbanos of the Yom Tovim are offered by everyone, but the regular Karbanos were offered by the Mishmar. So what are those regular Karbanos? Hu Makriv Tamidin, the Karbanos Tamid, that Karban Tamid happens every day, twice a day. Darmu Davos, these are, if anyone made a vow to the Beis HaMikdash, they usually pay them off by Hashal Shigalim because that's when people went to the Beis HaMikdash. Ushar Karbanos Tzibur, other Karbanos Tzibur, which Bar Tzinur says comes to include if Beis Din had made a mistake in Psak, and the majority of the nation followed said mistake in Psak. So they bring a special Karban called the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, or Sirei Avodah Zarah, if Beis Din made a mistake and caused the people to worship Avodah Zarah. This is what Maseches Horios primarily talks about, the end of Seder Nezikin. So the Mishmar that was on staff that week brings the Karbanos Tamid, the Darim Davos, and these special Karbanos, Markov Esakol. And they bring everything. This also includes the Ketam Mizbeach, how when they were when the Mizbeach were inactive, they didn't have what to bring. They didn't have Karbanos. They just took from a fund designated and they brought animals. So that the Mizbeach is always active. But if Yom Tov was either right before or right after Shabbos, so Yom Tov ended on Friday or started on Sunday, how you call Mishmaros, all the Mishmaros would divide the Lechem Aponim equally. Now, we said before that in ordinary Shabbos, the Lechem Aponim would be divided by the Mishmar that was working, that was leaving their shift, and the Mishmar that was coming in for their shift. So seemingly it should be the same. However, because of the nature of Yom Tov, and you can't travel on Shabbos, obviously, so all the Shmaros had to be there, but that Shabbos was in Yom Tov. So the Chiddush is that we still give Lechem Aponim because they have to be there anyway, so they get to take part in the Chiluk Lechem Aponim. That is Mishnah Zayin. Everyone should have a great day.